Peace and grace, peace and grace. Once again, Rochelle Wilson, I'm here again. I know I've been coming on a lot lately. It's a lot going on, and I feel as if I have to be accountable to you, the viewing audience, the people that support this movement, make some intelligent noise. So for you, I'm chiming in again because it's important to let you know where we are and just a recap of recent events. So let me get started because my dog is literally at the gate sort of whining because she knows it's time for our doggy park experience. So I promise I won't keep you long because she's not going to allow it. And she's very intelligent and very, very well trained. So she knows what time it is. Anyway, let's get right down to it. So yesterday, as I've already mentioned in an earlier post, yesterday you saw me in Baltimore because I posted it and I told you where I was. The reason that I was there, someone funded me to go there. My original intention was to get to the celebration for the Marcus Garvey birthday at the park. And that wasn't able to take place for a host of reasons I won't bore you with, but it didn't happen that way. Instead, I ended up at the Baltimore Harbor, which really is divine in its whole purpose. You know, sometimes you just got to let the spirit, that special something inside of us that intuitively just knows. It's the intuition. It's a knowing. I don't even know how to explain it. It's something very spiritual and very spiritually connected. Anyway, when you go with that instead of fighting against it, oftentimes you find that that's called obedience. So as it turns out, I did not make it to the park. Instead, I ended up over at the Baltimore Harbor, and that worked out perfectly. I was able to engage so many people on so many levels. Regarding criminal justice and prison reform, I was very, very well received in Baltimore. My love to the people in Baltimore, and I do understand the crime rate that takes place in Baltimore. Definitely, you know, some things need to change, but I cannot control what people do. I simply, you know, which leads me right into my next point. I also, prior to going to Baltimore, I was at a, let's call it a rally. I don't know a really proper name for it other than rally or event. Mothers demand action for stronger gun control laws. And so I was there at that event. It was at the church, which I find many of their events are at the church, which sends a very strong message. So anyway, they were there, and many of our representatives, our elected officials were there, and they chimed in and they spoke, and Attorney General Kathy Jennings was there. She was dressed very comfortably. She had on a nice pair of slacks and a nice shirt. I liked her look. It was good, and it looked good on her. We don't always want to put on a suit and high heels, so go Kathy Jennings on the fashion. And moving forward, so they, you know, they spoke. It was a very powerful and very impactful event, and I enjoyed being there, and I learned a lot, which I won't go into now, but I definitely took some mental and emotional notes about that entire event. So, you know, sometimes you go to things and you learn by watching how other people are doing their thing. You can learn a lot about how to do your thing. So that's good. And if there's anything I do, is I do pay attention. I pay attention. So saying that, I just want to move forward. Okay, here comes I. Wait, honey, wait. I just want to say that, yes, gun control is extremely important, whether it's in Baltimore, whether it's in Delaware, Wilmington, as was mentioned yesterday, that Wilmington has the sad nickname of Murder Town USA, right here in Wilmington, Delaware. But you got to look, we're surrounded by Philadelphia, New York, Jersey, and Baltimore. So all of the energy that surrounds Delaware, it's very easy for Delaware, particularly Wilmington, where we have the largest population of city and you know, people of melanation. So a lot of stuff going on here in Wilmington, Delaware. As I stated in my live post, I actually overheard a Wilmington police officer refer to Wilmington as the cesspool of Delaware, which I take great offense to that. And I think that's something that the mayor and city council should be made aware of. Because if the police are taking that attitude towards the city of Wilmington, then that could be the attitude that some of the police officers are also taking towards its residents. So moving forward, gun control is important, but ultimately at the end of the day, people use guns to kill. It is people that need control. People have to have control over themselves. Because guns don't just stand up and start shooting. A human being has to pretty much assist with that. So gun control needs to start with people control. And I believe that people control for this particular instance of gun control starts with mental health control. Being able to work through some important psychological and psychiatric situations that are going on inside of people's heads that make them want to kill another human being, like just take a gun or a knife or an axe or whatever you use and just take a human life. That's real crazy for me. Like I don't even have words that I can say pretty much live. That's just messed up. So, you know, I really would love for people to stop doing that, but I can't control that. That has to take place with all of us collectively realizing the importance of people control. So, and I believe that starts with mental health and counseling. It's important. We got to get counseling. We got to find somebody to talk to, someone you can trust, that you can really lean into and just vent and get some stuff off your chest. That's important for good mental health. So moving forward with my little commentary, I will say that Baltimore received me so warmly. It was really a positive experience. I passed out business cards. I engaged in conversations. People gave me some information of the who to talk to and who's running the show in Baltimore. And so it was just really healthy, good information for me to move forward. You know, and I just want to take a moment out here to say that moving forward means also, you know, maybe, how do I want to say this? I want to say this by saying, failure is for those that never tried. Failure is for people that never even made an attempt to do better, to be better, to create better change, to make life better for all of us collectively. I am not a failure. I did not fail. If I gave up or lost my movement to this day, right now, I can honestly say I am not a failure. And, you know, because I got up and I was passionate, I was moved, I was inspired, inspirited by something greater than myself to get up and to make some intelligent noise, to be sure that it wasn't stupidity coming from my mouth. And trust me, I can be quite a sassy mouth at times. But for the most part, I do the best that I know how to do, to speak the truth and to be honest, to be transparent, and to tell it the way I see it. But that being said, this is chess, not checkers. So anyone out there who knows how to play chess, you already know, you never let your opponent know what your next move is going to be. That's not how you win the game. So I'm in it to win it, as the old phrase would go. And so I will leave that right there. And those that know, know. And those that don't know, you will soon find out to a theater coming near you. Okay, so taking my movement to another level, whether it's Baltimore or whatever I do, chances are most likely for it to really become a movement that is making the kind of change that I would like to see change. And from what I've heard from returning citizens and family members, you know, we're going to have to take this to a federal level. And that's you know, that's playing big ball. That's really playing big ball. And I already am concerned, or not really concerned, but I recognize that there are people in high places that can congratulate me on that, or they can oppose that. But, you know, this is not a game. It is a game of chess, but it's not a game, because lives are at stake, including my own. And I recognize that my finances, you know, would be enough to stop me under normal circumstances. But in the words of my dear mentor and friend, Dr. Twinbee Brown, I will give out before I give in or give up. So, you know, I'm going to ride this wave as far as Almighty Divine Holy Spirit of positive love and peace and joy and honor and respect. As long as it allows me to do this, I'm going to do it. And I truly believe that today was a fabulous day, in as much I knew what I had to do, obviously, in advance. I knew on Friday that I had to be somewhere on Sunday and on Saturday. And I know today on Sunday where I have to be Monday and all this week. But some good things came out of today as I attended the honoring of Dr. Twinbee Brown at DETV with Ivan Thomas, who did a fabulous job. Thank you so much. Prior to that, I was with Omar Showtime, getting that all situated and spending some quality time with that brother. So I appreciate that. And I hope you'll have an opportunity to tune into that show as well. And so one of the great things that came out of today is I had no idea that both Bishop Weeks and Bishop Morton were going to be at that honoring ceremony. I knew in advance that I had to go, or that I was invited to go, by Dr. Brown himself. He gave me a call. I was so delighted. I didn't know he still had my number. But he gave me a call, and indeed I did respond, and I had no idea that these two clergy were going to be there. And these are people that have impacted my life in one way or another, just, you know, since I've been living in the state of Delaware. So they are interested in engaging me in a conversation, supporting this movement. You heard them say that. And moving forward, this could be the blessing, you know, the opportunity. It's an opportunity for me to grow this movement, because having clergy stand behind you, that's big. And of course, IMAC, if I should decide to get involved in this federal case, then IMAC will also stand with me. And I just think those are wonderful opportunities, considering, I mean, a year and a half I've been doing this. And I'm just, you know, I'm a mom and a high school teacher, like, really. So this is big. I'm stepping into uncharted territory for myself. I've never done it before, but because I have the passion to see change and to get up and work towards that, you know, I can only say this isn't a game. Lives are at stake. And I'm excited about it. So, you know, I don't know how this is going to pan out, but as long as I'm obedient to the Spirit, when it tells me to move, make sure that I move. And that's what I'm going to do. So between, you know, IMAC and Bishop Weeks and Bishop Morton coming up this week, I will add them into my agenda of things to do that will bring progress and success to make some intelligent noise. And also, finally, in closing, I wanted to say that it was important. I had to tell you that, we are working on the support group, we being Kimmy and myself, my dear friend Kimmy, who I love so much. She's a very busy woman. She's really engaged and really involved, but she's also extremely passionate when it comes to prison and criminal justice reform. She wants to see change, as I know there are many of you who are. I mean, I get messages from people all day and night and hours and different times with some really good, solid information. You know, finally, there are no more perverts sending me lewd pictures of themselves. So now I can trust that when I check my messenger, I'm getting good, solid, intelligent information. And so I'm going to do some YouTube study on that later tonight and get my law straight moving forward before I step into the federal government arena. But I am excited about it. This is definitely the truth, and I'm going to need your support. And I think in closing, if I could say anything, it would simply be, you know, I do need you to get behind me, beside me, and stand with me in this movement. I need you to tell your friends and your friends' friends, you know, I want to take this physical. And one of the things that I did learn this weekend is how important it is, as I've stated to you before, to have human beings standing beside you in real life. You know, Facebook is awesome. My website is awesome. Instagram, fabulous. All of it. I love it. We're working on upgrading the podcast to something even better. So, I mean, I love all of these forms of information and media, but being able to stand with human beings next to me is extremely important. So, you know, I am definitely calling you to stand with me, and I will give you the date and time and the place, the location, where I will ask you to meet me and join me, and for what cause. And I can only pray that you will show up and truly be there in human form. So until then, Zai is having a conniption, and I better let her get to the doggy park. So I hope that I gave you all the updated information. I know I'm forgetting something, but this is the last post for tonight, and tomorrow we'll start all over again. So super tremendous Sunday to everyone. I pray that you are safe and well by now. I guess folks are home from their church and whatever, and maybe having dinner or just hanging out with the family. So that's pretty cool. Unfortunately, I don't really have any family to hang out with, so I'm going to hang out with Zai. And we'll see you soon. I'll keep you updated. I will keep you, you know, informed. I will continue to be as transparent as I can be, playing chess, not checkers. Thanks for tuning in to this live. Rochelle Wilson for Make Some Intelligent Noise. Happy Sunday. Peace and grace.